This is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ, presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us today. And David Nason, thank you.
For coming back.
Veterans Day weekend.
Thank you very much.
So Monday is Veterans Day. We celebrate all and thank all who have served in the military. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Want to jump start on that.
Personally thank my father for his service as well. In spring, we went on the honor flight.
Yeah,
that was amazing.
Right.
So, yes, good way to start the show. Thanks
to
all the veterans.
And welcome back to the studio. Last week, how'd it go?
Went well. Yes, I was out in the Dells at the WAHI, Wisconsin Association of Home Inspectors Fall Seminar. So we had some really good training Friday and Saturday. So glad to be back, but learned a whole lot of stuff.
You're back, and one of our favorite guests in studio, Fawn, from Olson's Outdoor Power Equipment, and she loves to share the Fix-It Show love, so she always brings a guest with her.
Good
morning. How are you?
Hi, guys. Good.
How's
it going?
Who's sitting next to you over here?
This is Justin from the Aaron's Company.
All right.
He's the old, or the new old Joe Pope, so he's one of the big guys in charge, so he'll
tell us. Joe Pope moved away on us.
He did. I know I miss those guys a lot, but we still keep in contact. It was just his birthday the other day, so
nice.
I said hi to him. And
happy birthday,
wife.
Joe.
Yeah.
Good morning, Justin. How are you?
Good morning. Great. Thank you.
You got big shoes to fill.
I do. You know, I worked with Joe many of years. I've been with the company for about 13 years, starting inside sales. Moved down to Houston to do a district manager role down there. So he gave me a call and said, are you ready to come up here and take care of business? And, of course, you know, being from the Valley and located out of Brilliant, as the Aaron's Company is, was excited about the opportunity to come back.
Just lawnmowers in Texas, right?
Our snow thrower business was a little
little slow.
Yeah, on there.
Yeah.
So
okay.
They could use some salt trucks every once in a while.
Very seldom. Yeah, I think we saw snow 10 years, maybe three times.
Yeah.
On there.
Yeah. Were you there during that big ice storm though, where everything just got hammered?
It gets shut down. Yeah. So the interstates will shut down, and generally they can see that coming. So what they'll do is they'll just stop the city, prepare. You know, and generally by noon everyone's back to work.
So I've lived my whole life in Wisconsin, except for 3 years in Missouri, southern Missouri, and I was on the radio down there at the time. And the day before, they were predicting a half an inch of snow, and everybody said everything's canceled tomorrow.
World.
I'm like, what?
End of the world.
For a prediction of a half an inch of snow. I was like, wow, this is crazy to me.
It's starting to get a little crazy here.
It's because we're not getting as much snow, so they're trying to use days at this point, I think. So anyway, on that note,
are you selling snowblowers?
I still have not packed up my lawnmower. I'm still dealing with leaves.
Not yet. Yep.
Still been warm enough that the grass is growing a little bit.
Oh, absolutely.
So we're in that middle phase, right?
Well, middle, I mean, this year has been crazy. Mark Baden said last night, this is going to be the warmest year in history.
I can believe it.
You know, by almost a full degree.
Is it going to continue is the question, though. That's where we're at, when I say middle. Like,
unless the second half of November crashes and December is a freezer, that we're going to be warmer than
Well, let's hope
ever.
That doesn't happen.
Yeah,
I'll take warmer when I can get it.
I'm good with it.
So
keep cutting your grass.
Tell people what Olson's all covers so that we can get this show kick-started properly.
So Olson's Outdoor Power, it's located in Muskego, is a full-service center. So we sell the amazing Aaron's Gravely products. So we've got the Gravely Zero Turns on our floor, as well as, and you know me, snowblowers. That's not my favorite four-letter word. And they've got a super line of snowblowers from your single-stage residential, the single-stage commercial units, which our guys love because the way the handles are contoured. The guys, it's easy to pick up, pull up in the trucks, things like that. And a lot of residential people are buying those because of the construction. They don't have electric start because I tell people, we're going to plug it into your truck. But they're really good. You could.
Nowadays.
But they're two-stage. I mean, they're called the king of snow for a reason. I mean, they've been building them for over 90 years. The construction of them, you can stand on the drum. Try that on your box door, Chinese, whatever they're called. And you'll actually see the metal flex. This metal is bent, powder coated, painted, welded. Up at the Aaron's company, as Justin can verify, it's really an amazing facility. I was lucky enough a couple of years ago, was up there for a summit meeting and went through the tour and saw the production of how these things are painted, and the pulleys they use on their zero turns are actually made at the Aaron's company. They have their own division. It was really wild watching them take this piece of metal and form it into a pulley.
Sure.
You know, so yeah, they do everything in house and they do it well. So that's why they are the leader in products.
It helps with supply chain issues.
It does. Well,
and you're making your own stuff.
Yeah, well, and you've got the work ethic of us here in the Midwest, Wisconsin. Right. I mean, my cousins that started business down in Arizona, they're like, oh my God, somebody from Wisconsin, let's hire them right away, because we have work ethics. Mm-hmm. And it's generation after generation. And you know, Dan Aaron's has boomed that brilliant area with his family, just opening the plants and building what he did, from a daycare to a Nordic training center to, you know, I mean, places that the public can go to. The Aaron's Museum, if you ever get a chance, go to that. It's really, really cool to see how, you know, old man Aaron's invented the tiller here in Wisconsin. So for their farmers. So, yeah, it's a really awesome
company.
Brilliant's
not on my route to get anywhere.
Oh, you might have to make it. You know, take the time and go. It's really cool.
Right. Well, Justin, I was going to have you talk about Aaron's, but you can go home now.
We're
thanks
done.
Thanks for being here. No, Joe used to say, hey, you guys got to come up for a tour, and then he moved away.
Yeah.
So now we need to set it up with you and come up there and do a little tour of the place so we know what she's talking about. It sounds fantastic. So you heard about Aaron's, you heard about Olson's, everything outdoor power equipment. That's what we're talking about this hour. If you have questions on what to do this time of year with your different equipment, now's the time to call. 855-616-1620 is the WTMJ talk and text line. It is the Fix-It Show, and this is WTMJ.
The Fix-It Show with Dayton Kane and David Nason on WTMJ.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us. Partly cloudy with a chance of showers tonight. A high of 56 today. It's 46 and partly sunny in Milwaukee. Dayton Kane, David Nason, Fawn from Olson's Outdoor Power Equipment, Justin from Aaron's Gravely. We're here to answer all your questions about what's going on with your equipment outside as we're heading into winter, fall into winter. So, first of all, I haven't thanked you for your advice last time you were on the show. I was able to fix my own lawn tractor. It was just a spring that was disconnected. It wasn't even broken, just disconnected. I must have hit a stick and it must have popped it off.
Governor spring. Yep.
Within 15 minutes, dropped the deck, pulled it out, hooked it up, put it back in.
See? Governor
spring.
There you go.
Is there a president spring on your lawnmower? Just a governor?
Governor.
No, his was a deck spring. Yeah.
Okay. It was what would engage the blades.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, but now I can mow my lawn again.
Good.
Thanks to you.
See?
But that's when you call in and you ask questions.
Right.
You might be able to fix it yourself.
Yeah.
But if not, you guys are in Muskego.
In Muskego, yep.
Basically. And you do pick up within a certain radius.
Right. I mean, we do Greenfield, Greendale, Franklin. Then we go southwest. So we're down in Muguanago, East Troy, things like that. Burlington, Waterford, Wind Lake. So I know we get a lot of people because it's been so sad. There's two more dealers that just closed. Wales Lawn and Garden just closed a couple weeks ago, and Pethke down by the airport. So it's hard for especially the Pethke people because that's your Milwaukee, Oak Creek, St. Francis, right?
Yeah,
and we don't go that far, unfortunately. But we've been getting a lot of people come in or calling, and we try to help you on the phone as much as we can. We're pretty good troubleshooters. I know people, do you work in the back? I'm like, oh, I don't like grease under my fingers. No, absolutely not.
But people can definitely bring their stuff in from wherever they live.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, we're taking snowblowers, which has been a really good since August, believe it or not. It's been pretty much, snowblowers, but lots of zero turns, lots of tractors. You know, people, they buy them from the box store, but then they're like, well, who fixes them? So, go to Olson's. And then we do so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right now we're about a week and a half on tractors. And right now we're saying about 2 weeks on snowblowers. I mean, the guys are going pretty quick in the back on it. But sooner than later, people.
Yeah, I got mine running last week.
I did. I got mine after the last time you were on. I fired it up just to make sure it was working. So all went well.
Actually, I bought new. I have a Toro. I bought the new paddles mm-hmm. and the scraper.
Absolutely.
In the spring. And I thought I'm going to put them on in the summer when it's still warm. And my fingers aren't frozen. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to go.
So now, though, we're at that point where we're still dealing with leaves.
Yes.
We shouldn't leave the leaves on our lawn. We need to get that off of there.
Yes.
So my question is, when I rake up these leaves or bag up these leaves, I put them in plastic garbage bags and I stack them next to my house for insulation, right? Isn't that what I'm supposed to do? All along my house, around my house, stacked up 3-4 high to insulate my house. That's a good idea, right?
No.
No?
Is the house on a crawl space?
You know? No, just a regular basement.
Because years ago, and I still see it every once in a while, farmers, old farmhouses, they would stack bales of hay around their house.
Yeah.
Around the foundation, because an old farmhouse foundation just wasn't insulated very well. So it just keeps the snow away.
What's the damage of people stacking stuff against the outside of their house? Because this is obviously an example I saw somebody had done. I'm like, what are you doing?
Well, moisture and pests.
Yeah.
So you're creating a nice, cozy little place for all kinds of animals to live right alongside your house. And, you know, you don't let the house dry out. Whatever type of siding or anything is on the house.
Because that water is still running down the siding behind that garbage bag that you've got stacked against your house or anything that you have stacked up against your house. No. So don't do that.
You shouldn't have anything stacked against your house. You shouldn't have any vegetation against your house. Don't blow the grass up against your house, you know, if you're mowing. Although, I think we talked about this last time. There's not too many mowers anymore with side discharge.
No, not the walk behinds.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if it was because of that one young man accident. That got shot out. Piece of metal.
Ever since that, when I'm driving around, and if I'm driving and I see somebody on their lawnmower or something, a tractor, and I see a side discharge, I'm always kind of waiting almost. Is something going to hit my car?
Right.
If they're pointed towards the street.
Yeah, I mean, that kid that got hit on the playground a couple years ago, I mean, they were cutting the medians. And it propelled out, or a piece of metal it was, I think, or something. But anyhow, on the playground, that piece of metal went into that playground and hit that little guy in the head. And to this day, he's not good, 100%, I should say, like that. So, yeah, I mean, you got to be very careful with discharging. Just you have to be careful with mulching.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, mulch kits. I don't like mulch kits. I mean, we're like, oh, you really want to think about that? For the leaves are fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they'll grind up the leaves, and you really want to grind up the leaves.
And just leaves, not branches. You should go around and pick up branches before you...
Absolutely, because then we've had so many people, I just put a new deck belt on, and my deck belt broke. I'm like, let me guess, there's a branch that's in there. Yeah. You got to pick up these, I mean, bigger, not little tiny twigs, but anything bigger than your pinky.
Right.
Pick them up because, you're going to... You're going to make damage to your equipment.
Yeah. Throw them in your fire pit or your burn pile or something.
Right. Or put them if you've got a recycling pickup or stuff like that, you can do that. But
great little kindling because they're usually dead. You know, so they dry.
Yeah.
They all go in the fire pit. All right. We do need to take a break. When we come back, we'd love to hear from you. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. Fawn from Olson's Outdoor Power Equipment. Justin from Aaron's Gravely. We can answer all kinds of questions for you on the Fix It Show. It's WTMJ.
WTMJ's The Fix-It Show with David Nason and Dayton Kane.
Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Fall festivals and Oktoberfest turning over to winter holiday markets, and we're turning our lawnmowers into
setting up
snowblowers.
In the Village Green in Oconomowoc already for the Thanksgiving German festival.
Nice.
I mean, that's 3 weeks away.
It is. Almost. Crazy.
Yeah.
Fawn from Olson's Outdoor Power on with us. Justin from Aaron's Gravely. Let's talk a little bit about Aaron's and some Gravely specials that you guys have going on. Any promotions coming up?
Yes, sir. This week, we'll actually be kicking off our preseason snow thrower promotion. So we will be extending the warranty of the snow thrower with a purchase and an accessory of added on. So, for example, a maintenance kit or some hand warmers. You make that purchase alongside your snow thrower. We will extend the warranty from industry-leading 3 years to actually a 5-year warranty going forward on that. So it's a great promotion that we do on there. We really encourage that maintenance and getting those items ahead of time. So with the promotion, it's kind of a win-win on there, and it's a great value with it. So
did he say maintenance?
Yes.
Did he say maintenance?
Yes.
So I buy my snow thrower or my lawnmower or whatever it is, and I maintain it. It lasts longer, right?
Oh,
so what
absolutely.
Are some simple things we should do in the next couple days here as we're looking at swapping things in and out?
Well, first of all, you should start your snowblower. Don't wait until. So right now, the oil is thin. So it's not like molasses when it gets so cold out.
Check your oil.
Check your oil, right? Absolutely. Check your oil before you start it. Yeah, make sure it's clean and clear. If
and
it
there's
starts...
some in there.
Oh, that's a good. You don't know how many we've had already come in that they're gone. They're boat anchors because they started them and there was no oil in them.
This clanging sound.
And yep, and now my recoil won't pull out anymore. It's like, you kind of froze it up. So, check your oil first, number one. Then start it, get it started. And then also check your scraper bar and your skid shoes on the side. Because if they're worn down and it starts wearing into your scraper bar and then goes into the drum, you now have an expensive repair where it would have cost you, $35 to put new shoes on it or flip them upside down. A lot of them are reversible nowadays. You now have got a $400 repair. So
we have the text we always get when we start talking about this. Should gas tank be emptied, put away for the season, or put stabilizer in and leave tank full, shut off gasoline first?
Do not leave it empty. The ethanol dries out your gaskets inside your carburetor, your bowl gaskets, another thing. The new Farm and Fleet or Fleet Farm, whatever they want to call it.
Farm and Fleet.
Is that Farm and Fleet down there? Okay.
Yeah. It's different.
All the same. Well, I know, but to me it's all the same.
It's the orange one. It's the orange one, so it's Fleet Farm.
The one in Muskego on the corner of Racine Avenue, Highway Y, and College now carries at the gas pump. It's a blue label, 89-octane, non-ethanol gas.
So does Oconomowoc's Fleet Farm.
They do perfect.
Yeah. Right off the freeway.
Yep. Get it, put about half a tank in there. Start it up, get that gas into the carburetor, and then if you're going to put it away, either use Optimizer Max that we sell, or the next thing we like is Seafoam. But, yeah, don't leave it empty, and don't use that red crap.
All right. We do need to go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center, but we'd love to hear from you, 855-616-1620. Let's say hi to Sean. Brenda, good morning, Sean.
More of your questions next. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Good morning to you, Dayton King. David Nason here with Fawn from Olson's Outdoor Power Equipment and Justin from Aaron's Gravely, right out of Brilliant, making great equipment for us to use here in Wisconsin. I love it. We would love to hear from you. 855-616-1620 is the WTMJ talk and text line. Let's go to Scott in Brookfield. Good morning, Scott. What's your question?
Yeah, I have a Gravely ZTX 42, and especially in the spring and early summer when we're getting a lot of rain and the grass gets really long, I always try to mow the at 4.25 inches or 4 inches, so, keep it healthy. But what I ran into last year and this year was if I use the chute that comes with the ZTX 42, it just aims everything down and then it clumps the grass as I go in, as I do the rows. So there's no way that spring keeps open. I went and bought a grass catcher, put that on and had it installed and use it. And then the problem I find with that is the grass clippings always get caught in that little plastic chute and never makes it. And sometimes I don't notice it right away, and I've gone through two belts now, and I'm kind of getting frustrated using that. So I guess the question is, how do I keep the grass from growing in, and do they make a the little plastic piece that directs the grass, do they make one that keeps it a little higher so it doesn't aim it right towards the ground?
Yeah, no, it's aimed towards the ground for safety reasons, because if you would have the chute upward, you would – actually propel items into your neighbor's windows and things like that.
And people,
yeah. Always make sure that you're...
I heard the comment earlier.
Yeah. Make sure your blades are sharpened. We find that a lot. And underneath your deck is cleaned out, because if you don't have it cleaned out, the way that the Aaron's company and other manufacturers, Aaron's especially, they actually do a wind test inside the decks at their testing station. So the airflow of the grass that's getting cut and then propelled out. And if you've got a bagger that you put on there, what size deck do you have?
It's a 42-inch.
Okay. All right. It's a lot of 42 inches. The way they're designed might need the turbo system. Some of them don't, but a lot of times do less cutting. So do smaller swipes so that you've got the airflow so that your grass doesn't get clogged up into the tube.
And a higher deck?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes if it's too high, you'll have a problem as well. Oh. So you might want to try it at like 3 3/4 as opposed to 4, and you might find out you have a better cut at that height as well, which is still a really good height for a plush lawn.
Did he say if he was using the power assist or not?
I'm sorry, what?
Did he say if he was using the power assist or not?
They didn't have those on the 42. Yeah, no, back at certain ones didn't have it. Like the new ones now, you got the option of with or without, which is really nice because I always tell people, try it without. And if you have a problem with 42-inch decks, like 48s and bigger, you almost have to have that turbo because you're shoving 48 inches of grass into a 6-inch tube.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
So if you cut a little bit less, you might have a better cut on your lawn as well.
Oh, and it's real. And here's when I run into the problem is when the grass is real long. Like if I'm out of town for work for a week and a half, and I come back and it's super long, and then I got to cut it, and I'll cut it at the highest height just because I don't want to cut it real short right. When it's like that on a long grass. And I do have it. It has a belt that drives like a little thing that's supposed to propel it.
Okay, so you
into
have a turbo.
Bag.
Okay, okay. Yep.
Yeah. But that doesn't seem to propel it. It always gets stuck like at the top of that bend, and then it doesn't get in there. And it's just kind of frustrating because, you know, I think, well, and I go and open up, and it's like, well, the bags are only a quarter full, but yet it's clogged up.
So you can try this.
That's
there's
when
a
I'm
product,
running into the problem.
They have a product called SnowJet.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, yep. I use that on my snowblower,
so
yeah.
So try it on the inside of your tube where it gets stuck.
Okay.
I just had a gentleman had a problem with a walk-behind lawnmower, and he tried everything, so I'm like, here, I'm going to give you this little can we got as a sample. Try it. Spray it on. Make sure you let it dry. He has not had a problem of clogging since I gave him that SnowJet. That stuff is amazing.
Yeah, I bought a can.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, it is. I use it in the winter. Yeah, that's
try,
a good
try
idea.
It on the
Thank
tube
you.
Once.
The
yeah.
other thing, Scott, is just get a different job and don't leave for a week and a half.
Yeah.
That would be another solution.
Sounds like it's time to hire a neighbor kid. Cut your grass.
All right. Thank you for calling,
Thanks,
Scott.
Tom.
We appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620. That's a WTMJ talk and text line. Let's go over to Dana in New Berlin. Good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. All summer I watched the wasps from my kitchen window go up into the soffit above the, you know, above the window.
Right.
And millions of them went in there. And we went to look and see if we could pop that soffit out and take out the nest that I'm sure is there, but we couldn't, you know, it's all nailed in. Is that a problem leaving it? Because I don't mind if the wasps have a place to go during the summer that isn't on my patio.
Well, it can become
on my patio, yeah.
It can become a problem. Right now the nest, okay. You know, they're dormant, and so the nest is just in
right.
there and everything, but the problem would be is if they can find a spot or a way to get into the wall or into your nice. Attic and, yeah. and things. So I like a company out of Slinger called Advanced Wildlife and Pest Control. They deal with all kinds mm-hmm. of pests that they can maybe help seal up the place where they're getting in and prevent that from happening, and then remove any nests or anything and kind of evaluate if it's become a real big problem.
I don't know if it's because it was such a wet spring, but so many people had wasp and bee issues this year that normally right. didn't.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's
okay.
That's,
but would it be okay to take the soffit out ourselves? You know, pull it down ourselves and inspect what's going on.
You can try, and if it's typically aluminum, is it? Do you know if it's aluminum?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just be yeah. careful. If you can pull the little nails, try to pull the nails. If you just try pulling on it and bending it, most likely you're going to kink something.
Yeah.
And then once right. it's bent, it won't look that good, and it's kind of hard to put back together. But if you can pull some nails and get things loose, those pieces should come right out.
Okay. All right. Terrific. All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a great
weekend.
Thanks
for the call.
855-616-1620. That's a WTMJ talk and text line. Olsonspower.com, right?
Yep. Yep.
Olsonspower.com. It's
O-L-S-O-N.
Oh.
Yep. Great website for looking up your model number. We always tell people, if you're coming into us, please bring your model number. Don't tell me you've got a red tractor because I have no clue. bring that in. But you can also go on our website, go under parts, go under whatever manufacturer you have, pop in that model number, and then we pay for the schematics to go onto that website. So you can look at, you know, your parts and, oh, that's supposed to be over here, not over there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Justin. So Aaron's is starting their fall promotion this week coming up here. What's the website people can go to check that out eventually?
You can go to aarons.com. That's A-R-I-E-N-S.com. We'll have the information under the promotions on there. You'll be able to drop in there and be able to find the details. Or, again, encourage you to go to Olson's, and they can help you make that decision and get you prepared.
All right. We'll be right back. Thanks for listening to The Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Need advice? Call 855-616-1620. Our expert home inspector is here to help. It's The Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Thank you for joining us. Partly cloudy with a chance of showers tonight. A high of 56 today. It is 47 in Milwaukee. Going to be busy downtown. Bucks Celtics play at Fiserv at 2:30. Admirals Wolves at Panther Arena at 6 o'clock tonight. So some things going on downtown as you head that way. We have Fawn from Olson's Outdoor Power Equipment on with us. Justin from Aaron's Gravely on, answering your calls and texts at 855-616-1620. Let's go over to Clint in Watertown. Good morning, Clint. What's your question?
Morning. Hey, I don't have a question. I maybe got an answer.
Okay.
Those discharge chutes on mowers, so you're not supposed to throw things out real far or whatever, but also if you hold that up in the air, all that debris is flying around and it sucks it into the cooling system of the motor.
Yep.
And it gets it dirty, so it's not good to hold those up.
Right, exactly. And then, I mean, they're designed for a reason. I mean, people got to realize that your lawn equipment, snow equipment, it's all air cooled. It's not water cooled like our cars. So, yeah, by throwing that stuff off, you're right. It's going to go into your engine or your cooling fans and stuff like that, and then you're going to end up having problems. So they're designed that way for a reason. So good point.
Right.
Yeah.
Another thing is when I was in school to get certified, they taught us how to set up new mowers and make sure your tire pressure is correct. And level your riding lawnmower deck from side to side, level.
Yep.
And you drop the front of the deck a quarter of an inch.
Correct.
And then when you sit on it, it might drop it a little bit in the back, but you're still mowing level, but you're only mowing with half the blade, so it cuts, discharges, and then the back of the blade creates wind.
Correct.
And so you get a lot better bagging and a lot better discharge and a lot more power because you're only cutting with half the blade.
Right.
And that's a misconception that most people don't really know, you know. And they feel they're having troubles with their mower and it's that their deck is not set up correct.
That is correct. Yep. If it drops too much or is up too high, yep, that is a good point. Yeah, and taking
sounds like
small,
Clint knows what he's talking
yep,
about.
Yep, small
Clint.
Slices. Yeah, just like you do in your snowblowers. I mean, you know, your first pass will be your whole drum, and then after that, depending on the type of snow we have, light and fluffy, yeah, you can take more as a bite as compared to your wet, heavy stuff.
Yeah.
Good call.
All right. Thank you very much, Clint.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Muskego guy here, this is a text. I'd like to give a shout-out to Olson's. Over the years, I've bought all of my outdoor equipment from them. Recently needed a part for my well-used steel chainsaw that I no longer knew what the model was. Olson's had the records, ordered the part, and I was going strong in a couple of days. Thanks, Olson's.
You're very welcome, and thanks for being a good customer.
Nice testimonial there. That's what happens when you work local, right? You go to a big box store, good luck anybody knowing where anything is that you purchased.
No, they had you.
I was
slip.
At a big box store there, and I asked the guy a question. He's like, you know, I've only been here 2 weeks. So I'm not.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, we have
no
mechanics
problem.
That set up the equipment, you know, not knocking the kids, but, I mean, our guys know how to set them up. That's what we do for a living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we know when that, you know, Aaron Snowblower comes in, they know how to put the handles, the cable. Yeah. I mean, people think they come in a box and they just put them out into the showroom. They have to push the chutes on, the handles on it, the cables on it. Make sure that there's gas. Make sure that there's oil. It's leveled, you know.
So that quarter inch that he's talking about tipped.
Yep.
To the front?
Mm-hmm. That's
true?
Standard. Mm-hmm.
Is that true for walk-behinds, too?
No.
Is that just riding?
Just riding, yeah.
Because you're sitting usually in the back, and that kind of levels it out?
Correct.
Although what he said is you're tipping that interesting. You're tipping it forward a little bit, so you're cutting a little on the on the front pass, and in the back pass, it's up a little higher?
Just a tad, yeah. Okay. It's not much, but it's the way those decks are designed.
Sure.
That's actually the design process, is to have them down, because what it does is it creates an airflow, and it sucks up your grass so the blades can cut them.
Okay.
So that's how those are designed.
So just a riding lawnmower.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep,
you learn something new every day, don't you,
Dave? Absolutely.
Yeah. That's what this show is all about. The Fix It Show is here for you. Olsonspower.com is a website. We have to take our final break. One segment left. So if you have questions, now's the time to get them in. 855-616-1620. That connects you to the Fix It Show on WTMJ.
David Nason and Dayton Kay. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Sponsored every week by Siding Unlimited and J&B Construction. On with us this hour, and we always are glad to have her in the studio, Fawn from Olson's Outdoor Power Equipment. And she brought a guest, Justin from Aaron's Gravely, in with us as well, answering your questions at 855-616-1620. We talked about it twice already, but one more time, as we're putting away the lawnmower, what are we doing to it as we winterize it?
Do not put it away empty. Go to Farm and Fleet, like I said, in Muskego.
Fleet Farm.
Yeah. Okay.
Fleet Farm.
It's the orange one. There's a difference.
I know there is. They're all the same to me, like you said.
The orange one.
The orange. Okay, go to the orange one. Go to wherever, get a can of canned non-ethanol gas, but put that in there. Start the engine up. Get the non-reformulated gas into the carburetor, and then put it away. You only have to run it a couple minutes. If you put it away empty, you do have a chance of drying out the rubber components, gaskets, needle and seat inside there, and then you'll have carb problems come spring. So do not put it away empty.
How do we know when it's the time to do that final low cut of the season?
You know what? We're not there yet.
I know.
You know, you've got to watch the weather. Yeah. Like Janet was on last month with me, and we've got these warm days coming up, so the grass is going to grow. And then, but I mean, if you want to, you know, do your last cut where like, hey, I'm not going to do it anymore, then yeah, drop it down and do the last cut. So when it goes dormant, there's less debris than come spring.
Okay. All right. We just have a couple minutes left. Let's let Justin hit one more time the promotion that's coming up this week.
Yes, sir. So starting this week, Aaron's will have a snow thrower promotion where with a purchase of a snow thrower and accessories, you will receive an extended warranty from our industry leading 3 years up to a 5-year warranty on that product. So best time to buy now. Be prepared. Retail in spring here is very strong. On there, so dealers are getting product out and getting it delivered. So when the snow does fly, we'll be ready to go.
Awesome. Right.
Yep.
Tell people where to find you. Yes. How do they get in touch?
So phone number is 414-422-9130. We're there today, 9 to 1. You can come visit Frankie and Sophie the dogs, and come visit Jack the cat, and a couple cats actually we have there. In 143rd and College. Everybody knows Landmarks in Wisconsin, Maddie's Bar and Grill.
Right.
Yep, we're just kitty corner.
Right across the street.
Yep, great place. So in between Janesville Road and Moreland Road on College Avenue, also known as HH.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can go to your place today and then cross the street and get lunch.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, see the Aaron snowblowers, cast iron front end, serrated auger. So when we got that wet, heavy snow, we have a deluxe 24 at our house. I literally just let the machine do the work, and I was done in no time, 20 minutes basically. Now you can park 6 cars in our driveway.
All the neighbors in around Fawn love her because she...
We open up everybody's driveway because they've got the box store stuff, and they wonder why it takes them so long.
They should know better by now.
They should. The one guy told me, I was like, why are you so cheap? You know you can buy a good one.
What do you say usually?
Buy once, cry once.
Yes, had to get that in.
Yeah, I know.
We got it in, and it is time to go. But thank you guys for coming in. We appreciate it.
Good to see you again.
Ken from the National Fire Sprinkler Association on next hour. That does it for hour number one.
This has been the Fix-It Show on WTMJ, presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.